Car Series returns to the fastest short track on the planet, the Iowa Speedway, for the Iowa Corn 300. Listen live Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
The Iowa Corn Indy 300 this Sunday starting at 4 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Good afternoon. 4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Gym class getting ready to come your way for Friday right here on KGYM. We will talk about the Iowa Corn Indy 300. Coming up, Mark Janes, the lead announcer for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network, will be joining us, and we will preview what's coming up in Newton on Sunday. Also, we'll talk a little college athletics, talk a little Major League Baseball, and more. All that coming up. Friday edition of the gym class here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, on a beautiful Friday. Get out and enjoy it. Take us with you. It is the gym class here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes to my right, and Jeff Downing, our associate producer, will be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. We're getting your afternoon local programming block of sports underway. Then coming up from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, live from the Coach's Corner down in Iowa City. It'll be the KGYM road trip, and of course, that is driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and great service specials. Thanks to Linder Tire out there. They'll be there from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Stop by during happy hour, say hi to the boys, and have a good time out there. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Yeah, great day to enjoy the Coach's Garden down there at Coach's Corner. Beautiful day going outside. I'm sure the patios will be popping for a happy hour here in the next hour or two. So consider Coach's Corner in your plans today. The boys will continue their countdown to kickoff today. Talk with Jack Dom. That's from 4 to 7 here on KGYM.
Yep, the Coach's Corner, of course, the sponsor of our countdown to kickoff, also the sponsor of our trek over to Chicago and the Hyatt Regency coming up in late July. That will be for the Big Ten Media Days coming up on July 24th and 25th. Looking forward to seeing what Todd and Alex and Kyle and everybody, what they have over there. Going to be fun, and been enjoying the countdown to kickoff segments as well. If you've missed them, you can go to our website at kgymradio.com and check them all out. And they've had two so far. First two were Michigan and Nebraska. And coming up today will be the Northwestern Wildcats.
Indeed. As we've said before, you get past the 4th of July and that football season gets closer and closer, not only college but high school. And the beginning practice here in about 3 weeks, I think.
Well, 7-on-7s are going on right now, and they've got conditioning going on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
During the days, as you know. Mm-hmm. And you're not doing it, but you're transportation coordinator.
Partially, yeah.
For a freshman.
Yep.
They can't drive, you know.
Not yet, no.
But, yeah, you talk about getting ready for football. I've got sent out today, as a matter of fact, all the dates for, believe it or not, our football preview show is coming up for the Coach's Corner. We'll have one more Coach's Show coming up this Saturday for the athletic season. That will be at 9 o'clock coming your way. And then we'll take a few weeks off while the softball and baseball state tournaments go on, and then I think a couple weeks off. Practice will be going on for this fall sports already, but then we'll get right into it. August 12th and August 19th will be our two football preview shows. If you want to write those down early as far as your calendar is concerned and getting ready for high school football, we'll have our football previews on the Coach's Corner show on August 12th and August 19th. All seven of the Metro coaches will join us.
Only one matinee today in Major League Baseball. That is at Wrigley Field, where the Pittsburgh Pirates are taking on the Chicago Cubs. I'm sure it's on at least one TV down there at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub.
Maybe just one.
In Iowa City. Right now, 0-0 in the fourth inning. I watched the first two innings at home, and collectively between the two teams, they left 10 runners on base in the first two innings.
And five errors.
Yeah, all kinds of opportunities for each team, but currently 0-0. Everything else under the lights, including the Baltimore Orioles at the Minnesota Twins, game two of that series tonight, 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM.
Yep, and that kind of leads us to our poll question today at KGYMradio.com and is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, right next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. What is the most important Major League Baseball matchup this weekend? Is it the first-place Brewers against the second-place Yankees? The Dodgers hosting the Kansas City Royals? The show at Wrigley going on right now between the Pirates and the Cubs. Pirates are sneaking into things, and the Cubs are only a game up on the Cardinals right now for third place in the National League Central. Or is it the Braves and the Nationals? Because Atlanta, believe it or not, second place right now in the National League East. If Washington comes away with a sweep, say, this weekend at home in D.C. for Dusty Baker's troops, then you got to think that that thing is just about all but sewn up at the All-Star break.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it, I think. Atlanta, 8.5 back, sweep, 5.5 back, and over 500 on the season. That'd be a story in itself. I think Kansas City and the Dodgers showcase two of the hottest teams in baseball. And, of course, I'm rooting for the Dodgers for obvious reasons. The Brewers and the Yankees, another chance for Milwaukee to see how they stack up against one of the better teams in baseball, although the Yankees have not been exactly hot lately. And then you got the Pirates and Cubs series. I mean, the Cubs win or lose each game in this series, and it could significantly change the National League Central. You know, the Cubs at one game under 500, it's not press mode, but it's getting there, I think.
Joe Madden had a team meeting,
yeah,
with the Cubs. Not to say that that means panic or anything like that. Managers have team meetings with their club throughout the year, so nothing really to write home about or anything like that. But it's July now. It's the All-Star break. And this thing hasn't gone the other way for this ball club so far. And a lot of people thought they would have a double-digit lead in that division at this point. Some 22 games behind their pace of last year. Now, they weren't. Last 2 years, a whole bunch of things have gone right for that team. Come from behind wins, clutch hitting, early leads, you name it. Career years, it has happened. Not happening this year.
Right.
But it's 0-0 right now.
Now you just wait for the fuse to, fuse to be lit on the Cubs.
And it could
and it
happen.
Hasn't happened. Oh, of course it could.
Could happen.
Of course it could. But the longer you let Milwaukee do what it's doing, and St. Louis, as you mentioned, one game behind the Cubs, you think the Cardinals want to catch the Cubs in the standings? Yes. So it's going to be an interesting. I think you get to August 1st, take stock of where teams are at. And that's going to be very interesting to see where the Cubs sit on August 1st.
Yes, as we say that, Chris Bryant with a RBI triple, and the Cubs now with a 1-0
lead. There you have it, yeah.
Against Pittsburgh. We'll keep you updated on that at Wrigley Field and everything else going on right now in the world of baseball. We'll talk some baseball because there are some very interesting things going on going into the All-Star break. Of course, we'll have Home Run Derby coming up, and that will be on Monday night at 7 o'clock. All-Star game coming up on Tuesday night, and that will be from Miami. Both of those events will be down in Miami. A few replacements being named today. Chris Archer has been put on the roster. Mr. Kinsler has been put on the roster. You're Minnesota Twins. I think you would have got pretty good odds that three Twins would have been on the All-Star roster before the year started in Las Vegas. We should have done that with John Cranton,
yeah,
who is on vacation, if you're wondering where John is at right now. Takes several weeks in July off at this point. But good for the Twins to have three representatives in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, I'm still not sold on Brandon Kinsler as a big-time closer, even though he's tied for the American League lead. Unless Kimbrel got one last night, I didn't look. But every time he gets on the mound in the ninth inning, I hang with every pitch. And it was the case again last night against the Orioles. He seems to be able to get a nice ground ball double play or a key punch out here and there. He's been touched a couple times. There's no doubt about that. But it's a nice honor for him, who was a very, very low draft pick. And I think one of those guys that also might have spent some time in the independent league before he came back and got things rolling in the major leagues.
Yeah, so we'll talk some baseball. We're going to talk about, after we kick things around with Mark Janes here in a little bit, we're going to talk about CBSSports.com and a list that they put together. Now, every year you have the Learfield Director's Cup, which is based on pure each sport, how they finish up as far as college athletics, college institutions are concerned. CBS Sports does theirs a little bit differently. They weigh it kind of on what the fans think. Along those lines. And we'll talk about the standings from this year and how our local teams did, and good or bad. Mm-hmm. We'll kick that around coming up here in just a little bit. As we come up on 15 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on a Friday edition of the program, Twins baseball coming up tonight. Over the weekend, Twins baseball 12:30 Saturday and Sunday, and we've got Detroit and Cleveland from ESPN, 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then we'll join it at 7 o'clock on Sunday after coverage of the Iowa Corn 300 IndyCar race. And we'll have that coming your way on KGYM beginning at 4 o'clock. Did we start something? Anthony Rizzo has just hit a home run, and it's now 3-0 in favor of the Cubs. All is well at Wrigley right now.
Well, if Cub fans want to give us credit, I guess that's fine.
3-0 since we said they could bust out of it at this point.
But I say it's not over.
No. It's only in the fourth inning, but on a 1-2 pitch, Anthony Rizzo took one deep down the right field line. Just got it inside the foul pole, and it's now 3-0 in favor of the Cubs. We will take a break, come back here on the program, and we're going to talk about the Iowa Corn 300 coming up this weekend at the Iowa Speedway over in Newton. A lot of folks from our neck of the woods will be going over there, so we'll talk about that with the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network, Mark Janes, and we'll do it when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's Iowa State Cyclone Night at the Colonels this Friday. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Iowa State baseball cap and bid on Iowa State game-worn jerseys. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
Hi, this is Jamie from Cedar Ridge. Celebrate with us today through Sunday for our 8th Annual Bourbon and Blues Fest. Cedar Ridge invites you for a 3-day festival to enjoy live blues music, tours, barbecue, and of course, our Iowa bourbon whiskey. And thanks to the new law, a full cocktail menu. Find Cedar Ridge on Facebook or visit us at crdistillery.com for details. Hope to see you there. Cheers.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See homedepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
Your car is in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at an AutoZone near you.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Welcome back at 321. Gym Class coming your way for a Friday here on KGYM. We'll talk a little college athletics, a little Major League Baseball. You can always reach us via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. And that is our phone number as well here at the KGYM studios. Mark Jane's going to join us coming up here in just a couple seconds as soon as we get him lined up on the phone. And again, you can go to our website and vote in our poll question at KGYMradio.com concerning Major League Baseball today.
You can indeed. The question is, what is the most important MLB matchup of the weekend? Would it be the Royals and the Dodgers, the Braves at the Nationals, Pirates at the Cubs, or Brewers at the Yankees? Right now, in the only afternoon game in Major League Baseball today, the Cubs leading the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-0.
Yep, and so that is going on right now. And we're going to talk to Mark coming up here in just a couple of moments as soon as we line him up on the phone. We got two of our best people on it at this point.
We do indeed. We talked about All-Star Game replacements. Let's give you the full list here and the reasons why. On the American League side, Mike Trout and Starlin Castro, as well as Dallas Keuchel, are on the DL and cannot play. Above that, Corey Kluber, Yu Darvish, and Michael Fulmer are all scheduled to start on Sunday and will not be able to pitch, as is the case with Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers. So the replacements are Chris Archer of the Rays, a starting pitcher. Robinson Cano will make his 8th All-Star appearance. Chris Davinsky, right-handed pitcher of the Astros, and Brandon Kinsler of the Twins, along with Roberto Osuna of the Blue Jays. All relief pitchers will make their first All-Star appearance. Justin Upton, an outfielder for the Tigers, back in the Midsummer Classic again. And Alex Wood will replace Clayton Kershaw. Having a heck of a year, he'll make his first All-Star appearance as well.
some of the folks that are going to be sitting in, if you will. Sitting in this Sunday evening. We'll start things off with the coverage at 4 o'clock coming up on Sunday with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. And the man with the call on the Iowa Corn 300 will join us right now. That is Mark Chains, who's maybe driving through our fair state right now as we speak. And Mark, good afternoon. How you doing?
We're doing well. Eventful trip so far. We're staying in Grinnell, and we're about 10-15 minutes away, so we're about ready to settle in for the evening for sure.
All you needed to do was, as you went down I-80, was take a right up 380, and we could have had a nice dinner or something like that. We could have treated you nice.
Well, we'll take a rain check on that. Maybe we could pull that off in 2018. That'd be great.
That would be good. Mark it down on the calendar.
What are you looking forward to most at the bull ring this weekend, Mark?
It's hard to focus in on one thing because it's just such a great race. I mean, within 10-15 laps or so, guys are in traffic and they stay in traffic. It's a very unforgiving racetrack in terms of the setup. I think what was interesting last year is things changed. I mean, for a number of years, the issue was with a bump between 1 and 2. That problem was solved last year, but then some issues lingered from the Xfinity race in turns 3 and 4, and that had engineers and drivers alike scratching their heads a little bit. So I guess it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds, see if that issue's been solved. But I guess first and foremost, will the parity continue? That's what I'm most interested in seeing this weekend.
Of course, the storyline last year was Joseph Newgarden coming off the injuries, going and really almost dominating the race at Newton at the Iowa Speedway last year. And we'll see if he can do it with Team Penske this time.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it was almost unfair last year, what he could do with that race car. And, I mean, no one had anything for him. And occasionally a guy will come along and be the right guy at the right track at the right time with the right setup, but that was certainly Joseph last year. And I don't care, whether guys with a different team or not. Certainly, we've talked to drivers over the years, many of them, and when they come back to a place where they've won and certainly been that dominant, it always gives them a boost of confidence coming into the weekend. So, I think Joseph certainly should be considered a contender this weekend.
The guy that is leading this point standings and coming off a win up at Road America is Scott Dixon. He's done fairly well at the Iowa Speedway. I don't think he's gotten a victory so far over in Newton. I could be wrong on that anyway, but he leads the point standings right now. You know, Simon Pagenaud, the defending champion, hasn't made a whole lot of noise this year, has one win, but there he is all of a sudden in second place.
Yeah, they've kind of mirrored one another with one win apiece, but they've been racking up the top fives and the podium finishes, and certainly both have put themselves in position to remain in contention now that we've just passed the halfway point. But I think, on any given weekend, this all can be thrown almost upside down because I think we have to go back 7 positions in the standings to find someone who's 100 or more points back, and it just doesn't take a lot for somebody to take a big points hit and get a big points gain. And I think that is the reason why it is so very, very tight. But Scott Dixon is just amazing. I mean, the pass that he pulled off on Joseph at Road America, just typical Scott Dixon. And over the years, I tell you that the guy just continues to impress and amaze because, there are times when he's the dominant car and he finds his way to victory lane, and then there's other weeks when maybe he's not the fastest car, but he drives a smart race and the strategy comes together, and he finds a way to get a top five or a podium and rack up some points and then compete for the championship when we get to Sonoma. And I think that's the kind of season he's putting together this year.
Always important to run up front and maybe more of a premium at this particular racetrack in that regard. Power and Castroneves each have 3 poles. So what about those two?
Yeah, I think what both have done, quite frankly, Will, in a relatively short amount of time career-wise, it's just staggering. You know, for the longest time, Will was seen as a road and street course specialist and a guy that couldn't win on ovals. And, you know, he's won at Milwaukee, he's won at Fontana, he's won a championship, he's won at Pocono and on other ovals. So I think that conversation is over, and he's just a multi-talented driver for sure. Elio has got the jaw locked. You know, his qualifying has allowed him to string together some top five finishes. He hadn't had a win in a while. Certainly this is a place where he's capable of getting one. But I think Elio wants this championship as badly as anyone, because, again, he doesn't have one, as hard as that may be to believe. And I think his opportunities to get one are fewer in front of him than the chances he had behind him, for sure, in terms of where he is in his career.
Yeah, and that's the one big thing left in his career, is to grab that points championship. He's done pretty much everything else.
Yep, no question. But as we've said before, if he never wins a championship, he's got three baby Borgs to keep him warm. So I think he'll be happy with that. So.
Yeah, he's going to be fine with that. Mark James joining us here from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. He'll have the call of the Iowa Corn 300 coming up at the Iowa Speedway on Sunday. And there's several drivers that need a kind of a shot in the arm, Mark, and they're going to the right place. You talk about Ryan Hunter-Reay, who's always done well at the Iowa Speedway, and his teammate Marco Andretti. They seem to always drive well and always race well in Newton.
Yeah, they're buried pretty deep in the points for sure. They've had their share of issues. That entire team has, as a matter of fact. But yet, here we are talking about them, you know, saying that they haven't had a very good year, and they won the Indianapolis 500 with Takuma Sato. I think Carlos Munoz has slowly but surely started to gain some ground and some traction with his new team in Point Racing, and starting to see some positive results there. I think Ed Jones, who had some success here, a podium finish in Indy Lights, has had a phenomenal season for Dale Coyne Racing. And I keep your eye on Ed Jones this weekend. I mean, this is a track that he likes that suits his driving style pretty well, and he could be a contender. But no, you're right. The dominance that Andretti has had here over the years is pretty impressive. But again, they didn't seem to have that same grasp on this racetrack a year ago because of the way the setup changed in terms of the difference between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. So, you know, they've got some data from last year to go on, and we'll see how they unload when we get ready to start practice tomorrow.
Well, you mentioned Ed Jones for Dale Coyne Racing, and he's had a terrific, terrific year in the top 10 as far as the points are concerned, and just seems to be around there at the end, and that's exactly what you want for a young driver like that.
Yeah, I think the team as a whole has really stepped it up. I mean, Sebastian Bourdais, he got a win early and had a lot of success early on, looked in contention for a championship, and then, you know, had that horrific crash during the month of May at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, continues to make a miraculous recovery, and for all intents and purposes plans to be in a race car before the end of this season. But I think the success that he had early and the success that others have had almost has overshadowed Ed Jones and the kind of season that he's put together. I mean, every time you look up about halfway through the race and timing and scoring, regardless of where he starts, you see that kid hanging around the top 10, and I think he's put himself in a position to be in contention for race wins over the last half of the season for sure. He's a likable kid, a smart driver. Teams like him because he takes care of the equipment. But I think all in all, from top to bottom, Dale Coyne's made a lot of changes there, and I think it's great to see them having the success that they're having, because Dale's a very popular guy in the paddock for sure.
Always got to keep an eye on my Iron Man, Tony Kanaan, too.
Yeah, you know, TK's been a little frustrated. He was certainly at Road America a little frustrated with the way things unfolded. But again, this is a track where TK has traditionally done pretty well, and I think much like Elio. It's been a long time since he's been to Victory Lane, and he'd like to get back there. And I'm sure that would be a popular win among the fans at Iowa Speedway for sure, because TK's popular everywhere he goes.
Well, and you mentioned it. This certainly is one of the best places the IndyCar Series goes to, because it's a very knowledgeable fan base. It's right there as far as open wheel racing is concerned. Kind of in the center of things, with Knoxville just down the road a little bit, and it's a very, very good crowd. I know the drivers love going to the Iowa Speedway.
Well, I think it's a great place for drivers and fans alike. I mean, you know, there's not a bad seat in the house. Every seat allows you a vantage point all the way around the racetrack, and I mean, they're turning, you know, ultra fast laps there. And as I said, I mean, it's I wouldn't call it pack racing. But they never get a chance to relax, really, because the straightaways are so short. They're moving so fast. But the biggest thing that they have to be aware of are the other drivers on the racetrack. And you know, the thing is, if you have a fast race car, traffic's not an issue. If you don't have a fast race car, you're in for a long, long night, and so is your spotter, because they're doing everything they can to keep you out of harm's way and keep you from ruining somebody's night. So, I have recommended to a number of people. I mean, we may just drive in about 6.5 hours, and I have recommended to a number of people that said, "Well, other than Indy, what is the race to go to?" And while certainly all of them have their characteristics that make them enjoyable, especially the settings and whatnot, I said, if you are just a pure race fan, not a better place to go than Iowa Speedway. And as you mentioned, its proximity to Knoxville with what's going on there this weekend, I think it'd be a great race weekend for any fan, for sure.
Yep, Tony Stewart will be racing down in Knoxville on Saturday night. And before we let you go, Mark, this really starts another busy period. Go to Toronto next week for the street race up there, and then right after that, Mid-Ohio, and then about 3 weeks off. But it's going to be a pretty compact 3 weeks for the teams.
Yeah, no question. We actually, part of us with the radio network, we combined forces with the folks from PRN to work the Brickyard 400 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So we, with IndyCar Radio, a lot of us are starting a string of 4 consecutive weekends. But we don't mind, for sure. It's one of the greatest jobs in the world. But I think that it's I think it's go time. If anyone is on the fringe, as we mentioned, if you're, you know, somewhere between, I'd say, 65 and 85 points back, if you have any chance at all, hopes at all, of getting back into a championship, this is a very important weekend for you. You need to do well and come away with some points. And unfortunately, once you get past the halfway point, you know, oftentimes you can pile up points if you want, but I don't know that I like my odds if, in order for you to move up, you need guys like Scott Dixon and Simon Pagenaud to have off weekends to be able to take advantage of that when you do finish second or third. Those are difficult guys to be chasing, and the rest of the paddock knows that. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays into the mindset this weekend as well.
Yeah. Mark, a lot of I-80 for you in the next couple days, right? Des Moines, Grinnell, Newton, right in that area. So you get to see a lot of it.
Well, it's not roofing houses and digging ditches. I got a lot of respect for people that do that. I can tell you this: it's a pleasant drive over here for sure, and with the reward that we know that we get once we get here, with the great race fans and the great hospitality at Iowa Speedway, and spending time with folks like you, it certainly makes the trip well worth it. We look forward to it every year.
Yeah, Mark. Well, thank you very much for the time. Have a great call. We'll try to catch up with you over in Newton on Sunday, and have a good time over there at the Iowa Speedway.
Guys, always a pleasure. Take care. Thank you.
You bet. Mark Janes, voice of the Indianapolis 500 and the IMS Radio Network, joining us here on the Friday edition of the Jim Klassen KGYM. And yeah, if you missed it, Tony Stewart is going to be driving at Knoxville Saturday night. So I know a lot of people are making the double, if you will, from Knoxville, the short trip up to Newton for the Iowa Speedway on Sunday.
Yeah, a little different starting time for the Iowa Corn 300, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the only bad part about it. And that's all dictated by television. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. Wasn't a great time a year ago. 4:30 start for the race, and either making a night race on Saturday night or making a early Sunday race, but it can get a little sticky and warm in the Midwest. I don't know if you've heard that on an early Sunday afternoon.
I know it very well. Yeah,
at noontime. So that's kind of one of the reasons why they pushed it back to a 4:30 start time. So we'll see. We'll see. It'll be a lot of fun, though. And we'll have it for you at 4 o'clock coming up on Sunday. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, and 107.5 FM. Probably the Twins game will be getting done at about that point. So we'll have all three frequencies on the race for a good part of it.
Cubs still leading Pittsburgh 3-0 in the only afternoon game in Major League Baseball today. That game in the bottom of the fifth, Kyle Schwarber has just gotten his first hit since being recalled from Triple-A Iowa, that a double into the right field corner.
3:39, we'll take a break. We'll talk a little baseball, some of the big happenings coming up this weekend. Also, we're going to talk about this. It's not a survey or anything like that, but just a list that was put together by CBSSports.com. We will talk about that here in just a little bit, about the top programs overall from 2016-2017. We'll go over that here in just a little bit. Listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
I'm burning up, Eastern Iowa. Summer's here, and I'm almost out of year. So I'm rolling out my hottest deals to get in gear. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. Driving your old ride got you hot and bothered? Don't sweat it. Payments too high? Don't sweat it. Owe too much on your trade? Don't sweat it. Because right now, we're pulling out all the stops. So you can beat the heat in a nicer, newer car. And you could get approved with as little as $7 down. Are you sweating some past credit mishaps? Don't sweat it. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. You could be approved with a perfect payment for your budget today. So if you're sick of your old ride, don't sweat it. You could drive away in a nicer, newer car today with as little as $7 down. But hurry, the hottest deals will end at the end of the month. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of North Center Point and Boyson Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Soak up the summer weather on their outdoor patio, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. Happy hour is from 3 to 6, and all three locations have outdoor seating. And for your summer parties, La Cantina would be happy to cater your sizzling favorites. Connect at La Cantina Bar and Grill this summer at all three locations. Now open in the Fountains on Edgewood Road and still going strong in Marion and downtown Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
We are back with you at 3:41, Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up on Monday, Rob Howe is going to join us. We'll talk primetime league. We'll talk Iowa football coming up with Rob. By the way, is it the unofficial start of football next week, Mark? Because you have the first media days coming up next week. The SEC, the Southeastern Conference, they always have their media days first. I'm waiting for people to put their two cents worth in at this point. But anyway, for good or for bad, the SEC will have their media days coming up next week.
Iowa has a media opportunity with selected players next week, next Tuesday, at the Hanson Football Performance Center. We'll be on site for audio for that, likely during the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. And then the Hawkeye Media Day now scheduled for Saturday, August 5th.
All right. We'll have that. Look forward to all that coming up. 3:42 here in the program. Wanted to talk a little bit about this. CBSSports.com put this together, and what it is, they call it Best in College Sports. And this is done by the CBS Sports staff. And it puts together, as I mentioned earlier on, there is the Learfield Director's Cup, which is put together by the Learfield Corporation. And that just goes straight on how each program does as far as each sport, and they all weigh them the same. So it doesn't matter if it's men's tennis, rowing, football, they each get X number of points. CBS Sports does it a little differently. They weigh the sports. They put 2.5, they give, I believe, 100 points to each sport, but they take football and they multiply it by 2.5. So football is 2.5 times as much as the other sports. Men's basketball, twice as many points. And all champions in all the other sports receive 100 points for a national title. And the better you do in your conference in the Olympic sports, the better you're going to do. And with that in mind, Mark, the Florida State Seminoles just edged out their Floridian neighbors, the Florida Gators, for the crown as far as this is concerned. And I like this much better than the Learfield Cup, and nothing against the Olympic sports or anything like that, which are terrific, not putting them down or anything like that, but let's face it, football and basketball are the ones that carry each of these athletic programs.
Revenue sports, by and large.
Indeed. Indeed.
Florida State finished 10-3 in football, beat Michigan in the Orange Bowl, and ranked number 8 in the country. The men's basketball team was 26-9, finished number 16. The women's basketball team, 28-7, finished number 10. Both made the NCAA tournament. Baseball made its first College World Series appearance in 5 seasons, while the softball team ended its season in the Super Regional. So just a terrific overall season for Florida State. Florida, meanwhile, had a bowl victory, an Elite Eight appearance in men's basketball, a College World Series win in baseball, and a Women's College Series loss in softball. The women's basketball team, where Haley Lorenzen plays,
correct,
a former Iowa City High player, kind of let him down. Finished 15-16 last year, so
they're going to be better than that.
Maybe that was the difference.
Yeah, they're going to be better than that this coming year. But Florida State first, Florida second, USC was third, and I know this. The next two kind of made your eyebrows raise a little bit.
Yeah,
fourth place in this weighted formula, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Badgers did well in football, did well in men's basketball, obviously. Not so much women's basketball, but then their top two non-revenue sports, if you will, both did very, very well. Imagine hockey was included in one of those. No baseball up in Madison these days, obviously, so that wasn't the sport that pushed them ahead. And then West Virginia was fifth in this survey. West Virginia, they are the top Big 12 school, with Wisconsin the top Big 10 school in there as well. So, very interesting. The rest of the top 10, South Carolina, sixth. Basketball team helped a whole bunch as far as that is concerned. Louisville, seventh. Stanford, eighth. And then the two Big 10 Titans, Michigan, ninth. Ohio State, 10th. I'm sure that plays well in Columbus at this point. But again, this...
They should have had a better season in men's basketball.
Yeah. You're right. This weighted formula is how it goes. Now, you're wondering how the rest of the Big Ten and the Big 12 did. Big Ten, we'll start there first. This kind of raised your eyebrows a little bit. Maryland, 18th. Now, Maryland has done well in some of the non-revenue sports. Lacrosse, I believe.
They won two national championships in their wild card sports.
Correct. And that's what got them... up there and very close. Penn State, 19th. Northwestern, 24th. Thank you very much to Coach Collins and the men's basketball program in there. Minnesota was 30th. Purdue, 35th.
Not because of the football program.
Not because of what's going on at Ross-Ade Stadium at this point. But Purdue ended up at 35th. The Hawkeyes are in at 44. Which puts them ninth out of the 14 Big Ten teams. They were much lower than that in the Learfield Director's Cup.
Didn't get a lot of mileage out of football, although got 62.5 points out of football, only 20 in basketball. But the wrestling team got Got the Hawkeyes 80 points in one of the wild card sports, and baseball also scoring for the Hawkeyes.
Yep, doing very well with that. Nebraska was next with 49. Michigan State, of course, a down year as far as football is concerned, and really a down year as far as men's basketball is concerned for Sparty. Indiana, 57th. Illinois, 68th. Ugh. And then Rutgers bringing up the rear at 92 right now. Big 12. West Virginia was number one in the Big 12 conference. They were fifth. Oklahoma second with 11. Baylor was third at 16. Got to think that might start to plummet a little bit. We shall see with all the problems they have had with the football program. Oklahoma State was 22nd. Kansas, despite the football program, is 39th right now, which is puts them right in the middle of the Big 12. TCU, 47. Kansas State came in 50th. Texas, 53rd. That is maybe the most surprising of all of the teams, of all the schools, of all the programs in there, of all that Texas has to offer, including their own Longhorn Network, and they are 53rd in this ranking. Just ahead of Iowa State, who was ninth in the Big 12 at 56th. That's where they end up. And last in the Big 12 and last among the Power 5 schools in this particular ranking, the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. Dead last among Power 5 at 105. So only can go up. Cliff Kingsbury is on the hot seat, I know, out there. What do you think about that? Is that the way you should do it? Weight it as far as football and basketball is concerned, or should you just do it like they do with some of the other ones and go right across the board?
Cajun there. Troy on the text line, SEC doesn't count basketball as a sport, only Kentucky.
Which got Kentucky a little bit higher.
LSU finishing 21st, by the way, Troy.
Thank you. Thank you. 319-366-1600 here at 350.
I think you ought to wait it.
I think you have
with
to.
With the revenue sports, you can't, you know, football and women's water polo aren't the same.
No. And nothing against
men's water polo.
Women's water polo or men's water polo or whatever the case may be. Nothing against them.
They don't drive the checkbook.
But, yeah, they are there because football brings in the money. And that is not anything unusual at any of the institutions. College sports, they are big businesses, certainly out there. So I thought that was kind of interesting how they all put that together and how it all shook down. If you're wondering who is dead last among the D1 schools as far as this survey is concerned and this mathematical formula here, that would be the University of Texas, El Paso. UTEP, actually it's a tie between Bowling Green, East Carolina, Florida Atlantic, Louisiana Monroe, Alabama Birmingham, and UTEP. They are all tied at the bottom.
They all zero?
All zero. 0.0, Mr. Blutarski.
This is the fifth year CBS Sports has done its best in college sports. Previous winners, Louisville in 2013, Stanford in 14, Ohio State in 2015, Oklahoma in 2016. Again, Florida State, your winner this year.
There you go. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk a little baseball when we return after this on KGYM.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertine and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Napa Know How.
Buckets are good. Good at storing, carrying, and hauling all kinds of stuff. But the Napa bucket for $3.99 does more good than that, like getting you 20% off three or more items that fit inside and donating a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So do our soldiers and yourself some good and save 20% with the Napa bucket. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I gave one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Back with you to close up shop for the week and for this Friday. Don't forget, down at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. They'll be live down there from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square. It is the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. And speaking of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, they're going to be out and about next Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday, by the way, Tuesday, they are going to be at Chick-fil-A over on the northeast side over by Lindale. More details to come on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show here in just a little bit. But on Wednesday, they're going to be down at Grand Living at Bridgewater in Coralville for our next Lunchbox Heroes. And looking forward to that. Big thanks to all the great sponsors for helping us out with that. Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, Acme Tools, Mediacom, Dr. Pepper, the Cedar Rapids Colonel, Star Equipment, 7G Distributing, Wild Hog Saloon in Walford, Red Wing Shoes, and Air Gas. Thank you very much for helping us out with that. Do appreciate it.
Of course, the Major League Baseball grinds to a halt after Sunday's game to make way for the All-Star Game and its activities, the All-Star Game Tuesday, the Home Run Derby on Monday. And, Scott, the Home Run Derby odds are out.
Miguel Sano.
Courtesy of Bovada.
Okay.
Our friends, only because they're friends with Jim Fice Sports in Las Vegas, where John Cranton is employed. Here are the odds. Giancarlo Stanton, the hometown favorite, is your favorite. Odds of winning 7-5.
Won last year.
Aaron Judge from the Yankees, 7-4. Cody Bellinger, rookie for the Dodgers, 6-1. Miguel Sano of the Twins is batting third tonight in the lineup for the Twins against the Orioles. You can hear it here on KGYM at 7 p.m., 107.5. Miguel is 12-1. Charlie Blackman, Mike Moustakas, named in the final vote to join the All-Star team. And Justin Bour, all at 14-1. And the long shot is Gary Sanchez from the Yankees at 16-1. Some have questioned why Sanchez is in this thing anyway. He's got 33 home runs in his career and 455 at-bats. He's had a bicep injury. Has some power, but I can think of probably 20 guys I'd rather see than Gary Sanchez.
But maybe they
thing.
All turned him down.
Yeah, they could.
I mean,
could
maybe be. Maybe they all turned him down at that point, and he was one that wanted to do it. So you never know. You never know how it all plays out. I don't know how many they ask. I'm not sure how it all plays out. Baseball coming up this weekend. That's our poll question, KGYMradio.com from Emil's Hideaway. What is the most important Major League Baseball matchup of the weekend? Brewers, Yankees, Royals, Dodgers, Pirates, Cubs, Braves, Nationals. Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. I think those are the headliners. Red Sox, Rays. I think we probably could have thrown that one in
there.
Yeah,
we could have, yeah.
As well. Tampa playing pretty good baseball right now.
Got Boston last night.
Yeah, they did, and they're going to be going at it again tonight. Pomerantz will be on the mound for the Red Sox in that one. By the way, boy, tough news about Terry Francona,
yeah,
the manager of the Cleveland Indians, heart procedure today. He's been having some health problems, and they finally found out why and immediately had surgery today. So he will not be managing in the All-Star game. And will not be managing the Indians for a while.
Yeah, he was experiencing some lightheadedness, and through a variety of tests, they decided to do surgery on Francona. But he's expected back here this month. Supposed to be released from the hospital within the next couple days. And we all certainly hope that cures things for Francona.
Yeah, good baseball guy. All right, Rob Howe's going to join us to talk Hawkeyes coming up on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you at 3 o'clock on Monday. Stay tuned to Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way next from Coach's Corner in Iowa City. Have a great weekend.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. It's your chance to get a Ford F-150 for 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in.